Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody in the sanctuary. Good morning, everybody, all of our members who are watching online via YouTube and Facebook. Good morning, everybody who is visiting somewhere in America, who is taking the opportunity this morning to tune in to Taylor Tabernacle. Amen. We are located in West Philadelphia, but the Lord has blessed us that in the middle of this pandemic, the word can still be preached in this location. Amen. Amen. Let's be glad about that. Hallelujah. That despite all that has been going on in this world, the word is still being preached. The word is still going out so that whatever we're dealing with, all the problems, hallelujah, God said, I'm going to make a way for you to hear my word. He said, I'm going to put a Bible in your house so you can read it, but I'm also going to put a teacher in this pulpit, our pastor, Jonathan Ford. Amen. Hallelujah. If we could all stand, let us open up in prayer. Then I will read the scripture, and then we will have we will be blessed with a song. Amen. Amen. Christ Jesus, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. That despite all that is going on, you, Lord, are still in control. Hallelujah. You are still saying, peace be still. Lord, that we would just trust in you despite all that is going on. We thank you, Lord. Forgive us when we don't acknowledge everything you have done for us. How you have brought us through to this day. Hallelujah. How you've kept our families. Hallelujah. How you have provided for us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for always providing the word for us. Hallelujah. For always making a way for us to hear your word, to read your word, to encounter people who know your word, that our faith, hallelujah, would be increased. Lord, prepare our hearts and minds this morning that we would not be stony ground, but our hearts would be fleshy so that you could write on them this morning, that we would be blessed with your presence, and that we would walk out of here transformed and renewed in our minds so that we could witness to somebody this week who is at their wit's end. Give us a word this morning that not only encourages us, but that we will give to somebody this week. Whether or not they tell us they are at their wit's end, but that we would give them that word and they would be drawn unto you. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for blessing us with your presence, that this day ye would be glorified. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For our scripture today, I'm going to read from 1 Thessalonians 5. I'll be reading verses 12 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Amen. I'm now going to bring up Brother Rush, who's going to bless us with a sermonic selection. And then we will have our pastor. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church. I just want to give you a quick testimony. When I left here last time, I know I looked the same, but I had a slight stroke when I left here. And my gospel group, we got a new CD coming out. I just thank God. They tell me the devil's always busy. Well, God is always busy too. And look at me. I look the same as I did last time I was here. Okay? So I want to send a praise up to him today. And it's called Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over again. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over again. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over again. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over again. He woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. He gave me strength to make it. To make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see. He gave me a tongue to talk. Oh, I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me a leg to walk. But he keeps on blessing me over and over. He keeps on blessing me over and over. He keeps on blessing me over and over. But he keeps on blessing me over and over. Oh, one more thing. I can't move around. Oh, I can't wave my hand. Oh, when he speaks to me, oh, I can't understand. I got a home living, oh, where I can lay my head. I could have been sleeping in my grave, but he kept me around instead. He keeps on blessing me over and over. He keeps on blessing me over and over. But he keeps on blessing me over and over. The Lord keeps blessing me over and over. And I want to thank you, Lord, I thank you. How I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. So many times you opened doors for me. And if it had not been for you, Lord, I would not be standing here today. You made a way for me. You made a way for me. And you did it over and over and over and over. Woo. I need somebody to wave your hand. If the Lord's been good to you, let me tell you something. I got legs to walk. I got a mouth to talk. I got eyes to see. Oh, I got food to eat. It keeps on blessing me. It keeps on blessing me. It keeps on blessing me. Over and over. Over and over and over and over. And over and over and over and over. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over again. Thank you.
Oh, bless God. Thank God for what he has done. We thank God for the privilege that is ours. And it is ours simply because God keeps blessing us over and over and over again. Oh, bless his name. We thank God for it. Hey, I'm going to ask for just a little bit more mic, if I could get it, a little bit more volume. That'll help me out. We thank God for you. I'm going to take advantage of you while you're standing. We're just going to bow our head in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege you have given us today to be gathered here on this day, in this place, with these your people, and all of us gathered around your word. We thank you for how you just keep blessing us over and over and over again. And so we are mindful that we ought to always give you the praise. We're mindful that we ought to live our lives in a manner that pleases you, honors your Son, and works in cooperation with your Holy Spirit. So speak to us out of the richness of your word. Cause us to glean insights and the key to living holy as we search the scriptures, for we believe that in them we can lay hold to eternal life. This is our prayer. We ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Acts, the 28th chapter, the book of Acts in the New Testament, the 28th chapter. And I really just want to look at one verse, which is verse 15, but I think I'm just going to read it down. I'm going to start at 11 and go down, but 15 is where I want to kind of pull my thought today. For the next couple of minutes, I really have two purposes in today's sermon. First and foremost, I want to thank God for each and every one of you. Whether you're here in person, whether you're joining us virtually via the internet, for those of you that will be hearing this broadcast later, I want to thank God for each and every one of you. And then secondarily to that, I want to express my personal appreciation also to each and every one of you. So let's just look at this passage here. It says, after 3 months, we sailed in an Alexandrian ship whose figurehead was the twin brothers, which had wintered at the island, talking about the island of Malta. And it said they landed at Syracuse and we stayed there 3 days. The story is Paul on his transportation, his sailing to the city of Rome. It said from there, verse 13, we circled round and reached Rhegium. And after one day, the south wind blew. And the next day we came to Portelia, where we found brethren and were invited to stay with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome. And this is verse 15, and this is the one I want. And it says, from there, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us as far as the Appii Forum and the Three Inns. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. There's a verse in the Bible that says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
And the interesting thing that I love about that passage, that verse, is that it says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. To appreciate it, you got to understand that the person who says that is thankful at the mere presence of the person coming. He doesn't thank him because the person has, but he says, blessed is he that cometh. Just to see them coming is a blessing. And so when I think of that and I looked at this passage, and Paul saw them and he thanked God. He just saw them coming. Heard they had pulled in the port. They hadn't even met up yet. But he immediately said, I thank God. And he said, and he took courage. And he took courage. And like I said this Sunday, all I want to do is thank God for each and every one of you. You may be seated all over the church. There is a consistent theme in just about all of Paul's letters in the New Testament. And one of those themes that runs consistently throughout his writings is that Paul always thanked God for those who loved him and supported the ministry. Right? And here is just a sample of it. When he saw them, he thanked God and he took courage. So look, I want you to have your Bibles because I want to show you some of this. I want you to just take my word for it, but I want to show you this. And I'm just going to walk you through just a couple of passages, and then we're going to be out of here. Because I don't know about you, after yesterday, I'm still working on fumes. I said, look, I got to get in and get out and get back home. I need another nap today. I was worn out from yesterday, and I still need a nap to recover. Hey, but if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Romans. Chapter 1, verse 8. Romans 1, 8. We already looked at what Paul said when he was en route to Rome and how the brethren blessed him. Romans 1, 8. And there you will see these words. Paul says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. Because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the entire world. Right? Romans 1:8. Right into the church being formed and shaped in Rome. He said, before I do anything else, he said, I thank God for all of you. And he said, it is through your support of me and the ministry. He said, by it, he said, your faith is being proclaimed throughout the entire world. He said, every letter I write, I'm mentioning you, what you've done, how you're supporting, how you're giving. That's what he said. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians 1:4. This is Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. And there in his opening statement, in verse 4, you find these words. He says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which has been given you in Jesus Christ. Again, opening phrase. Oh, I mean, I'm not even into the letter yet. He says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which has been given to you. Keep going with me. Let's look at Ephesians 1:16. Again, that's another letter of Paul. Now to the church at Ephesus. Ephesians 1:16. There it says, I do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. He said, not only do I pray for you, but first I thank God for you. Got to understand, Paul is a missionary. Paul is a traveling preacher. He's not a pastor in a stationary place, in a stationary church. Paul is constantly on the move as the Holy Spirit used him to plant churches all over Asia Minor. And as he's going, as he's moving, various ones come and support Paul, support the ministry that him and those who are traveling with him are doing. And Paul is always mindful to thank God for them. And Paul was mindful, I believe, because Paul understood and realized that without their support, there'd be no ministry. Without their support, he couldn't get on one boat. Without their support, he couldn't establish any meetings. Without someone opening up his home to him and his disciples, there would have been no place for them to sleep, no place. You go back to Acts 28. We started at 11. If you just go back up to verse 7 and read down, the Bible said there was an important man. And when he heard Paul preach, you read it in verse 7 and 8, he said he opened his home to him. A rich man said, Paul, stay here. You and your whole team, all the ministers, all the deacons, you stay with me. We're going to feed you. We're going to clothe until your ship sets sail. He said, I'm taking care of all your needs. I'm taking care of everything. What you eat, what you wear. You're going to have the best bed in the house. We're going to bless you. And if you read that text, he was so thankful because Paul laid hands on his father and healed him. And this guy was just thankful. And he sold into Paul's life. He sold into Paul's ministry. And that's what allowed Paul to keep doing what he was doing. That's Ephesians 1. Now look what he writes to the church at Colossae. Colossians 1 and 3. Just looking at the Pauline epistles, Colossians 1 and 3, look what he says here. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Do you see the theme? Right at the beginning, he said, before I do anything else, before I discuss anything else, he said, I thank God for you. Thank God for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're supporting me. Not just financially. Thank you for how you're supporting us spiritually, praying for us, encouraging us, sending what we need to keep going. He said, before I say anything, I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for you. Now let's look what he writes to the church at Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. Got you on the move today. Now, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, obviously you can type it in and go there. If you got a Bible like me, you got to do it the old-fashioned way. You got to remember, where is Thessalonians? Let me find it. What I did to help me, I just put it right in my notes. That way I don't be up here fumbling with my Bible and you guys asking, does the pastor really know his Bible? No, I got it right here in my notes. Here it is. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. Here it is. Paul says, we give thanks to God always for all of you. And then after we thank God for you, look what he says. Then we make mention of you in all of our prayers. Not only do we thank God for you, but then we pray for you. Because you're the wind in our wings. You're the source behind our ministry. And Paul said, I want to be mindful to thank God for you. 1 Thessalonians 3 and 9. Listen to this one. He says, for what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all of the joy with which we rejoice before God on your account? You guys with me on this? He says, for what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all of the joy? Paul, now Paul's saying, wait a minute. Paul's saying, What can I say? What can I do to thank God for all of the joy? This is what every time they blessed Paul, Paul got joy out of it. He got refreshed out of it. He got renewed. Paul said, we got to even this thing up because you guys are blessing me way more. And he said, what the psalmist picks it up and says, what shall I render unto God for all of his benefit? What? How do we pay God back for blessing us? How do we pay God back for him placing people in our lives during the very seasons we needed them most? Out of nowhere, God will send someone into your life to refresh you, to strengthen you, to encourage you. 2 Thessalonians. Now we're in Paul's second letter. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3. Paul says, we ought always to give thanks to God for you. Paul said, when I really sit down and think about it, Paul said, I'm obligated to thank God for you. He said, not only do I thank God, but I thank him specifically for you because he is using you to bless me. He's using you to bless the ministry. The reason the word of God is spreading over Asia Minor has less to do with me and more to do about you. You're the one making it happen. He said, we ought to always thank God for you. He said, brother, look what he says. We ought to always thank God for you, brethren, as it is only fitting. He said, we ought to do it because it's the right thing to do. You're blessing me and I ought to thank God and bless you back. He said, it's only fitting because your faith is greatly enlarged. Now, get this one. Here it is. This is for the church. I'm helping you out today. Here it is. And the love of each one of you toward one another grows even greater day by day. Paul said, not only have I received your gifts, but I've also received word about how you are blessing each other. And I need to echo that sentiment this morning. Because as a pastor, I am overjoyed by every email, every text, every phone call I receive and learn about how each one of you is reaching out to another person and blessing them. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're reaching out. Yesterday we had such an unbelievable time and turnout here yesterday. The place was packed. It was standing room only. And one of the things I got a kick out of as we went outside and had all the book bags, grandmothers and uncles were coming up. They had their kids and were getting bags. Then they would double back and say, well, Pastor, can I get 2 bags for my sister's kids? She couldn't come today, but her kids need book bags and school supplies. And they began to bless other people. And everything we did yesterday was made possible because of you. Are you with me in this? Here it is, my last verse. I'm out. Here it is. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13. Second letter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Here it is. But we should always give thanks to God for you. There it is. He said, we ought to always do it. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth of the gospel. He said, we ought to always thank God for you. And as I said at the outset, that's my purpose today in today's message, is to simply thank God for all of you. As I mentioned on yesterday, we had the gun violence and prevention program. Thank God for all of the young people who were out, all of the parents who brought their kids out, grandkids. thanks to the neighborhood. The neighborhood showed up. They ran havoc through this church yesterday. It was standing room only. So glad that they just received the ministry gladly. Not only did they receive book bags, they received the harvest out of the garden. And all of it, again, made possible by your giving and by your support. Big shout out to Tyrone Davis and the Clutch Kings. Man, those young guys came in here, and again, they took over this church. They encouraged these young people in a way that I could never do, even if I tried. Their ability to connect and talk about gun safety. The reality is, they said, why are you having a program for kids about guns? They get ready to go back to school. They get ready to get back into some normalcy. And if you are paying any attention to what's happening in our city, guns are everywhere. Everywhere. And so often, as these police officers shared with us yesterday, some of the deaths and some of the injuries are occurring because people mishandle firearms. I love the one officer, he said, so many times kids are drawing the guns because they're curious. They're curious. They play with water guns and Nerf guns, but then when they see a real gun, they want to touch it. They want to pick it up. And before you know it, we heard story after story yesterday of police officers going to a home because a young boy or a young girl accidentally shot themselves, accidentally shot their brother. And these guys came and just said, look, this is the deal. They explained it. They talked about it. Said, this is how you handle yourself. This is what you do when one of your friends opened their book bag and say, hey, look what I got in mind. How do you respond to that? What do you do to that? And like I'm saying, yesterday was just fabulous. But again, all made possible because of people like you. Not only did we have the program, we had the Zoom calls all through the spring and summer on gun violence, which led up to that event. We said yesterday, after the program was over, we also had the garden open. And I can't say enough about how appreciative I am to you as a church and a faith community to what you're doing in this garden. The resources you have poured in to an empty lot, to an empty ground that was doing nothing, but now is the center of the neighborhood. They're coming up. When are you giving food out again? When will the vegetables be ready? When are the peppers? When are the tomatoes? When are the collard greens being harvested? Because we want to come. And you know what? We've done more in the ministry since the pandemic than we did before the pandemic. And so many people are complaining about how the pandemic has hurt them. The pandemic, whether you believe it or not, has actually helped our church. It got us off the stool. It got us out of our four walls and put us to work. And all of that is happening because of you. Your support of the Tide Center, which you have gotten back open again. And for all of you that are joining us today, virtually, in person, I was also reminded of this. Not only do we have in-person worship where people can come, not only do we have online version worship, that service is being streamed, folks are joining Facebook and YouTube, but they're also the service is also being made available in an audio download for many of our seniors who are not technically savvy and don't have iPads and iPhones. All they have to do is dial the church number. And there they can hear. I had forgotten all about that. Until what? Until I got a note from one of the seniors. Pastors, thank you. Pastor, thank you for having the service where all I got to do is call in and hear it. I don't have an iPad. I don't have an iPhone. And nor do I have grandkids here to help me, but I can dial the church number. And so they told me, they said, Pastor, I never saw the garden you had in the pulpit. Pastor, I never saw the pillow you had, but I was still blessed by the sermon. I didn't see any of it, but I heard every word. Why? Because it's available being through all, made available audibly. And I'm just trying to tell you that's happening because of you. And because you're doing it, because you're making it happen, people are being blessed. So I agree with Paul. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Look, I thank you for your participation, not only on Sundays, but on Wednesday nights for our Bible study via Google Meets. I thank, special thanks to everybody who is making the ministry happen behind the scenes. Audio visual. Those taking pictures. Those cleaning. Look at this. To all the guys who repaired the plexiglass. That's how crazy it got in here yesterday. They broke the glass. But we had to keep it moving. Thank God for that. Thank God for people doing all the healthcare stuff, sanitizing the church, cleaning it, all that. Man, thank you. You're making it happen. Because of you, the word of God is going forth with power and clarity. And I'm with Paul. I just thank God for you. I thank God for you. Thank God for all of you taking advantage of your watch care, deacon or minister. Thank God for all of our deacons and ministers who are extending the church through their hands, through your phone calls, through your emails, through your texts. They can't get to the pastor. They say, Pat, I couldn't get to you, but I talked to brother so-and-so. Pastor, I called you. You never called me back. But sister so-and-so came by my house last night. I'm late getting back. They say, oh, yeah, the pastor, they already took care of it. They already brought a fruit basket by. They already helped me get to the supermarket last night. Pastor, I called you, but you never called me back. Don't, I do eventually get back. I'm not as quick, but I do eventually get back. But thank God for the watch care team available now, responding with haste. And again, I'm just telling you, I just thank God for you. Thank God for all of our young people who were out yesterday. Thank God for all of our young people in the gardening classes that'll be happening again on next Sunday. All of our young people who are in, the family game night every week on Zoom. Thank God for you. Thank God for our youth leaders making it happen. Thank God for our young adults making it happen and being an instrument in God's hand. I thank God for you. This afternoon, after service today, a painting company is coming to look at the building next door, 6048, Osage. To date, we've raised over $30,000 for the building project next door. And I'm telling you a secret, I didn't give that. You gave that. From that Sunday sermon back in January, every Sunday you just keep giving. You keep giving. People, the staff kept telling me, Pastor, give an update. And I get so happy preaching, I forgot to give the update. I've been supposed to give y'all an update since May. This is the first time I said anything about it. Because this finally, I put it in my notes, so wouldn't forget. But your giving has made that possible. Because of your giving, contractors have been in there all last week. One coming today. Two more coming on Wednesday. You're making that happen. The neighborhood just excited about what's going on in the garden. Excited about what's going on in the church. Excited about what's going on in 6048. All because of you. Your giving. Your sowing. Your faithfulness in prayer. Your faithfulness to stay connected to the ministry. I want to thank everybody a part of Taylor Nation. Taylor Nation is so much broader than the Delaware Valley. So many people now connected to the ministry who do not live in this general area. Yet because it's available via internet, because it's available now, they're connecting to the ministry. Your friends, your families that you witness to are now connected to the ministry. Your friends, your family are now giving to the ministry, supporting the ministry. Walking home yesterday, one of the young guys from the motorcycle club came up and gave me, I got him in my bags of clothes for women. They said we were raising clothes for a woman's shelter, but hey, since we're at the church, Pastor, we're going to give it to you. Just put it in the hands of women who need clothing.
All of this is happening because of you.
So now you see why I'm in agreement with Paul. I said, it's only fitting that I take time out to thank God for you, what you're doing, what you're giving, what you're sowing, how you're supporting. And because of it, not only are the people being blessed, but like Paul, every time you do it, I take courage. I take courage. I got home late last night. I woke up. I had two naps. After my second nap, I got back up. I checked my phone, and someone sent me a text, and this is what it said. Pastor, your ministry matters. That's what they said. I got it. What they said. Pastor, your ministry matters. I'm trying to tell you, it matters because of you. You're the one making it happen. The gospel is going forth. People's lives are being positively impacted because of your faith, your generosity, your support, your care for the invisible, the people often looked over and not looked after. But because of you, you're making a difference. Everybody connected to Taylor Ministry, Taylor Nation, your ministry matters. Everything you do, everything you give, everything you say, it matters. So I'm just going to close again by just saying I'm in agreement with Paul. I thank God always for each and every one of you. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen. 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 I think it's just taking a second to connect. For those of you who are watching, who've heard the sermon, and you may think, well, what I heard the pastor preach was a good thing, but the people in that church are good people. No. We're people who seek our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, to transform us. For we were all born in sin. And if you are wondering what is motivating them, what is drawing them, we want you to reach out to us. Go to our church website, taylortabernacle.com. Reach out to us to contact you. For we are all born in sin, but we want to help you to develop a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he is the one that is drawing all of us and motivating all of us. Amen. 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 Now I'm going to transition to the next part of our service. I'm going to call up our deacon, Aaron Abram. He is going to do our offering, I believe, and also do our announcement. Amen.
Good morning, Taylor Tabernacle friends and family. At this time, we will worship through giving. This morning, you can give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, and also through the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. There's now an option available for pastor or preacher offering online. Simply select that from the drop-down menu. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. And to give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. And for those of us who are gathered in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets near the side ramp door. One for your tithes and offering. and the other to be a blessing to our pastor. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. And as always, we thank you for being good stewards. And in turn, we are good stewards with what you provide for us, as the pastor has demonstrated some of the things that we are doing as a church to reach out to the community. So again, we thank you for your support and our announcement. And we certainly thank everyone online, streaming live, Facebook and YouTube. But if you decide to join us in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay at home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice, so please keep that in mind so that you can plan your transportation accordingly. Next Sunday on August 22nd, the garden class will be outside in the yard from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And again, that location is 425 South 61st Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19143. And again, if you come with us on Sunday mornings to gather in in-person worship, our power up every Sunday is from 9:30 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. And also our prayer and Bible study is on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. If you have a prayer request, please visit our website at www.taylortabernacle.com. Go to our prayer request page or simply call the church, 215-748-4578, and leave a voicemail, and we will respond to you. You can always hit subscribe right there on YouTube or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. And as always, we thank you. And at this time, I will turn the service back over to our pastor, Elder Jonathan E. Ford. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the band, faithful every Sunday, coming, playing. Good to see all of you guys again. Thank you for offering your gifts. Again, thank you to everyone who took part in yesterday. Not only are you giving air and life to the ministry, I also want to thank all of the churches that supported us on yesterday. Thank God for Mainline Temple, who made the book bags possible. Thank God for Pastor Deloach and Bible Union for making parking available. We had tons of people out here yesterday. And so glad that they allowed us to use their garage to park our cars for them to be safe and secure. We just thank you. Thank you. We had Pastor Carolyn Cavanis here, Bethel AME out of Ardmore. She closed out our gathering and she blessed our kids. I wish we would have just recorded her prayer the way she blessed all of, just everybody, but especially our kids, praying God's covering over them. And so we just thank, we thank God for all of the churches on the 61st corridor, how they're supporting us, encouraging us. Like I said, I just want to thank God for each and every one of you. So before we close, I'll just give this, I'll say this, and then we'll be dismissed. I want to thank God for our young adult ministry, specifically because the shirt that I am wearing today, they gave to me about 3 or 4 years ago. And I never wore it because I could never fit it. But thanks be unto God. Eating all those salads and fruits has finally paid off.
I just barely got in it, but I got in it. And that's saying something. For the last 4 years, I couldn't get in it if I wanted to. Thank God for the garden. I'm doing more than just preaching the garden. I'm eating out of the garden. I'm giving up all those unhealthy snacks, all of that bad eating. Now I'm eating collard greens and cucumbers and strawberries and tomatoes. And look, and it's making a difference. Not only in my spirit, but in my physical man. And like I said, I thank God for you. Thank God for Lynn and David. Thank God for my dad. All of the gardeners out there week after week pulling up weeds, harvesting so that we can eat better, live better, do better. That's why I thank God for you. Why? Because your ministry matters. Because of what you give, we take courage. You're the wind beneath our wings. And again, because of you, today our ministry matters. Today our ministry is going farther and doing more. All because of you. And I thank you for it. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for it. Shall we all stand? With our heads bowed. Now may the Lord be gracious unto you. Now may the Lord bless and keep you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is our prayer for the people of God. And we ask it in the name of the Son of God, who alone is able to keep us and present us faultless before the Father and his holy angels. Now to him be glory, dominion, power, majesty, both now and forever. And all of God's people said amen. Amen. Amen again. God bless you, Taylor Nation. We love you. We thank God for you. Be blessed. Give him glory. Give him the highest praise.